Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. We are continuing our survey through the second chapter of Revelation. Last time we covered the Church of Satan's city at Pergamos and realized that Pergamos really was where Satan dwelt. It was the greatest city in Asia, but it really suffered from compromise, which was really a fatal mistake that can dilute the church. But God often offers a remedy for our sin. Jesus Christ offered a remedy of repentance, but promised hidden manna and a white stone to those who overcame. We're going to finish chapter 2 with the corrupt church or the adulterous church of Thyatira in Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. But the last thing I'd like to remember about the church at Pergamos is that compromising on the word of God will cost you your life. It's really a key word of Pergamos, and it's a key word for us today, that compromising on the word of God will cost you your life. Let's begin in chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, and the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." In all the churches up to this point, you see a pattern. They have genuinely commendable qualities, marred by carelessness in one particular area. That particular area of spiritual carelessness has the effect of rendering powerless the other positive qualities. Basically, the good does not outweigh the bad. And really, a lot of us are in these situations today, but we think the grace of God is enough to outweigh the bad. So we continue to operate in these careless actions, and we think that we're going to escape judgment because of the grace of God. But the grace of God forgives us of our sin. It does not necessarily escape us from the consequences of our sin. So for the church at Thyatira, this is the destination of the letter. Thyatira was known for its commerce. It is located in a valley between two cities on a busy trade route running through Asia Minor. They were known for having bakers, bronze workers, clothiers, cobblers, weavers, tanners, dyers, and potters. It seems to be the least important of the seven cities, but she receives the longest of the seven letters. It's really the city of the blue-collar worker. But listen to the designation of the Lord in this letter. "These things says the Son of God." He introduces himself as the Son of God in verse 18. The Son of God emphasizes his authority. He establishes that at the outset, and you will see why later. "Who has eyes like a flame of fire." He has an all-seeing God. Means that really Christ sees all. Nothing can be kept from the searching gaze of his sight. Fire in particular means that nothing can stand before it and survive. It destroys everything in it and destroys everything that it comes in contact with so that nothing remains hidden. And again, here, do we see any of these patterns in our modern day churches today or even in our relationship with God? Examine this letter. See if you see any things that are in that within yourself. And know that the important thing is that God gives us time to repent in our sin. But that is the main point that I want to really hammer home, is the judgment of God may not be swift, but it is certain. Until next time, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis.